MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
How are you doing tonight, Lewis? How are you feeling?
All right, man. How about
you? Doing
all
right? I bit the hell out of my tongue this afternoon. Yeah, I bit it really hard. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I'm completely aware of the right side of my tongue.
At all times.
At all times, the right side of my tongue feels like it's about 3.5 times the size of my left. Like my head is listing slightly. And then when I try to ignore it, I become very aware that when you close your mouth is completely full of tongue. Do it right now.
Yeah,
that's a very disturbing realization. There is no empty space in your mouth when you close your mouth. It's all tongue. I don't like it. I don't like it. I think that's too much tongue.
Hey.
I don't need that much tongue in my mouth. And I've never said that before.
Said no one ever.
Anyway, I'll be fine. Don't worry, I'll be fine.
Did you get the honey?
I'll be fine. What?
Did you get the honey?
I did. I tried it, yeah. Folks, I spend most of my time right over there, wandering across a cauterized landscape, past a buzzard's gun-black eyes and the tentative knuckle of a dune rising to interrogate the horizon. Footfalls eaten by the wind, like a man willingly loitering under an accusing sun that burns like an ignored truth. Quietly grateful for a beautiful sky to die under, so I can present to you the meticulously gritty, Pulitzer Prize-winning Cormac McCarthy novel that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, just sometimes, I huff a whippet and down a box of children's chewable Claritin when I then smash a stolen ambulance into a local library and let my raccoon walk across the computer keyboards until it cranks out the Fugitive Trash Panda Manifesto of News that is my segment.
Meanwhile.
First Meanwhile of Season 8. First Meanwhile of Season 8. Very special night. Meanwhile, according to new research, at least half of American workers say they're quiet quitting. Quiet quitting is a term that gained popularity this year on TikTok. That means mentally checking out from a job and doing the bare minimum at work. Now, normally, I'd have a joke here, but whatever. Do I have to read the rest of this, or can I just stop right here? I have to keep going. Okay. Meanwhile, two Air France pilots were suspended after fighting in the cockpit, literally coming to fisticuffs. That is an in-flight announcement I would like to hear. This is your captain speaking. You may feel turbulence as I kick the caca out of my copilot, Jean-Pierre, who evidently thinks it's okay to text someone's girlfriend less than 24 hours after they break up. Even with the courtesy of proposing a ménage à trois. I got you, dog! Middle of that bit, I bit my tongue again. Meanwhile, despite nearly 100 reported cases of E. coli at Wendy's across six states, the CDC has given the okay to go to Wendy's. Really? Guess that explains the CDC's new slogan, we're kind of busy with COVID and monkeypox. Just eat whatever, you animals. The outbreak is still being investigated. But so far, the E. coli seems to have been traced to Wendy's products that contain romaine lettuce. That's why when I go to Wendy's, I stick to the safe, healthy items like the Baconator. You hear me, lettuce? You know you suck when you're more dangerous than a food that is a combination of the words bacon and the Terminator. It's a sandwich that was sent back in time to kill you. Meanwhile, Baconator. Meanwhile, I was off the air for a few weeks, and during that time, I missed one or two things, one of which was the sudden stardom of Corn Kid Tariq. Now, for those of you who missed it, Corn Kid Tariq went viral for his interview about how much he loves corn.
For me, I really like corn. I love corn. I mean, then look at this then. I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
Do you think everyone should be eating corn?
No, not everyone has to like it to be the best.
Can you describe corn to someone who's never tasted it before?
A big lump with knobs.
That is absolutely adorable. And I am excited. I'm excited to announce that there's an update to the story because over the weekend, South Dakota named Tariq its official Cornbassador. I mean, that's lovely.
That's nice.
That's lovely, but come on, Cornbassador? Lieutenant Colonel was right there. Meanwhile, a man in a pumpkin boat paddled 38 miles down the Missouri River in an attempt to beat a world record. That record, most drowned man.
Coming up, Adam Scott.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome back, everybody. My next guest is an actor you know from Parks and Recreation, Step Brothers, and Party Down. He now stars in the Apple TV Plus show, Severance.
Okay, my name's Mark. And, a few years back, I woke up on this table in this room. And a disembodied voice asked me 19 times who I was. And when I realized I couldn't answer, I told that voice that I would find him and kill him. I don't know why I said that. I was scared too.
Did you kill the voice?
No.
Please welcome back to The Late Show, Adam Scott.
This feels like a massive amount of people.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's very nice.
This is lovely.
Yes, it is.
This is lovely. This is a lovely amount. This is 420 people.
420
420.
People.
Perfect.
Yeah. You arranged that, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Hey, so the star of the new show, Severance, on Apple
sure.
TV Plus, explain to the people what Severance is, because I love this concept and I wouldn't mind having it.
Yeah, I think we all would. The show is about a world in which you can get a procedure done where you get a chip implanted in your brain by which you go to work, you have no idea who you are in the outside world, right? And then when you go home, you have no idea what your job is. So you have these two separate existences, and neither the twain shall meet.
So that's kind of great, because it solves the work-life balance
that's
problem
right.
by only having one of the lives at a time.
That's right.
So, I mean, there's something appealing about that. How are you? Because I'm terrible at the work-life balance.
Yeah.
I'm curious how you are at it. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you rate your ability to deal with the work-life balance?
1 to 10.
1 to 10, yeah.
I don't know. 1? I like it's
really?
Everything's like one thing now, right? So it's like
you're never away from it, right?
No, it's always like if I needed to really get away, I would have to set my phone on fire and put it in a drawer while it's on fire, and that's the only way I would be able to spend quality time.
Do you have a life outside of work? I mean, you're married, right?
Yes.
You're married.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have kids?
I have two teenagers.
Two teenagers?
Two teenagers.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work just getting their attention is what I've found. Mm-hmm. You have teenagers, yes?
I did at one point have teenagers.
Uh-huh.
I no longer have teenagers.
Okay.
Such is the wheel of time.
That's how it works. That's what I've heard.
I wish I still had teenagers, and now I'm an empty nester.
Oh,
just
yeah.
You hold on, buddy. How old are yours?
15 and 13. I know.
Before
it's coming.
You know it, 16 and 14. And then
wait,
the rest is just math.
That happens?
It does. It just happens. What do you do? Okay, let's say you never have... You're never really balancing well, but on the end of a busy day, what do you do to unwind?
Well, okay, this is not interesting. Ready? This is uninteresting and, I guess, basic, but the iPad, right?
I'm familiar.
Okay. If you told 12-year-old me that I would have a rectangular device that's like half an inch thick or a quarter of an inch, whatever it is.
I was gonna say half an inch thick is a really old iPad.
That's a big iPad.
Yeah, I think that's a
Mine's from 2007.
Sure,
that's
sure.
Fine, right? Where, you know, you have access to the world's film and television libraries at just a few touches, right? Yeah. That's how it works. I would have, you know, my pants and run out of the room. So now I'm still just enamored with it. And
it's pretty great.
To unwind, I lay down, put it on my chest and watch 7 minutes of something until I fall asleep. And
do you have these in? Do you have the earphones in?
If you have good headphones, it's a cinematic experience.
Right. But then you roll over on them in the middle of the night.
No.
The agony.
Truly, my wife every morning is like, geez. Because I'm there with my glasses and headphones and the iPad's like up on my face.
Do you wear a mouth guard in case it doesn't fall
over? I do have a mouth guard. Yes, I do.
Good for you.
Yeah.
This is a sexy look.
Thank you.
You are really painting a picture over there. You guys shot during COVID.
We did.
And, I mean, lucky to be shooting at all during COVID. So that's
right.
A nice thing. But did that affect... Well, how did that affect the experience? Because we shot during COVID, but there was nobody around. It was me and him in a little room upstairs.
Yeah. It was pre-vaccine COVID, so it was
real
touchy. Yeah, COVID classic. and so it was like you know, it took like 9 months to shoot the show, and so the crew had the actors get to go without masks, obviously, but the crew. So we are bonded with everyone, but we never really saw their faces. After like 6 months, I would see someone in the parking lot without their mask, and it was like weirdly intimate, like I was seeing their genitals or something. It was like, there's like a wet cave on your face. Yeah. Are you getting it?
I'm getting it.
Wet
cave. Did anyone...
cave.
Wax their faces?
Well, I don't know, Stephen.
I don't know. Okay. You're also relaunching, you're revisiting. I'll call it a cult classic.
Sure.
But for those who do not know, explain to these people out here what Party Down was and is.
Sure. Party Down. Party Down was a show on Stars. We finished 12 years ago. And our final episode had something like 13,000 viewers. So,
wow.
It was not yet a cult classic at the time. But people have discovered it in the time since, and I think that's part of what makes it special to people is that they had to dig it up and find it themselves. And so they feel some like ownership over it, which they should, because we have now started up again and rebooted because of them, because people
are back in the pink bow tie. This is what everybody, it's a catering company.
Yeah, sorry, it's a show about a catering company.
Well, what's it like after 12 years, you said?
12 years.
After 12 years of getting back into it, is it easier or strange? Because you've had this whole other career since then.
Yeah, it's really strange, but really wonderful. It's almost a cliche now, because there's so many reboots of shows, to say, like, it feels like you just pick up where you left off. But it really, really does, and it's just so deeply fun, because we have Jane Lynch and Megan Mullally and Ken Marino and Ryan Hansen.
Great people.
And Martin Starr. And Jennifer Garner has joined the cast this season. She's just doing an incredible job. It's really, really fun. But we only got two seasons, so there is some unfinished business there, and so we're getting to just kind of finish the story here.
It could be like your first episode could beat your finale right out of the gate.
You think so?
13,000 people.
Let's put some money on it right now.
I'll bet you $20 you beat your finale.
Okay. Well, can we both bet for beating the finale? That's not how bets work, though.
Fine.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
There you go. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.